Hello, this is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news. The Chamber of Commerce annual dinner was held on November 16th at the Piopolis Church School basement. It was a wonderful meal prepared by the ladies of the church of fried chicken, all the fixings, and sweet Avellina pork chops. If you left there hungry, it was your own fault. During the dinner, there were several awards given out. The Business of the Year went to Hometown Swirls. The Ted Satterfield Award went to Sam Wilson. And the grant, which was the first time for this business grant, went to a business had to write an essay of how a grant would help them in their business. And this year's $1,000 grant went to Main Street Diner. So congratulations to all those businesses and individuals, and thank you to everyone who came out. The Rockin' for a Cause was held on November 18th at Rubenacker Farms with several people in attendance, and lots of money was raised that will be donated to causes in and around Hamilton County. So we appreciate Rubenacker's doing that. Plans are underway for the Christmas on the Square presented by Hamilton County Rotary. We'll kick off on December 6th with Christmas trivia. Test your Christmas knowledge as you compete against others to be crowned trivia champs. This is a great way to kick off the holiday season. Then there will be games and prizes and a silent auction. It will be held on Friday, December 6th at the Elks in McLeansboro. Doors open at 6, play begins at 7. Teams of up to 8 people, $100 a team for 8 people, and this does include your meal. A meal will be included with your registration. If you don't have a team, just show up and we'll get you on a team. Then December 7th will be a really busy day. Breakfast with Santa at Fox Meadows will be from 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. The vendor fair at the old high school gym will be from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. The ladies auxiliary from the Eagles will be serving lunch there, as well as over 40 vendors. There's no cost to get in. Then Santa's workshop will be from 3 to 5 in the courthouse lobby, where youth up to the age of 12 can go shopping and get 2 free gifts for their parents. The Women's Leadership Council will have story hour at the library from 2 to 3 o'clock, and then there will be tours of the museum at the library until 7. The parade lineup starts at 5 with the parade kickoff at 5:30. This is a lit parade, so all entries will have to be lit up some way. Following the parade, there will be games, hot chocolate, and Santa in the basement. So something for everyone. Come out and enjoy the busy day. Save the date for the 7th annual Hamco Food and Brew Fest. It will be March 1st of 2025 at the Big Red Barn in McLeansboro. If you would like to be a vendor at the Brewfest, a brewer, or a food vendor, contact Holly with the Chamber at 643-9330 for more information or how you can get involved. We talked before about the 4-H holding a achievement night a couple of weeks ago, and I'm going through the list slowly of all of the winners. In the individual experience awards area, those receiving a bronze award were Brinley Mendoza and Zahara Mendoza. A silver award went to Benji Bernard, Addie Brown, Shayna Brown, Brooklyn Durbin, Lila Mefford, Luke Schilling, Faith Showalter, Jonathan Showalter, Bella Smith, Brinkley Sutton, Sky Tolbert, Lena Wilson, and Rylan Wilson. The highest county award is the gold award, which went to Blue Barrow, Brody Bilderbeck, Leah Bowling, Brantley Carlton, Delaney Carlton, Emily Cox, Hayden Davis, Laney Davis, Aiden Hood, Corbin Hood, Emma Hood, Katie Lakin, Natalie Lemke, Cecilia Leakey, Harper Schumacher, Serenity Smith, Gracie Walker, Shiloh Willis, Granger Wilson. Congratulations to all those youth. Those advancing to state awards in the Diamond are all in Emerald areas is Harper Schumacher in Project Learning, as well as Blue Barrow, Brody Bilderbeck, Hayden Davis, Laney Davis, Gracie Walker, Shiloh Willis, Granger Wilson, Aiden Hood, Corbin Hood, and Emma Hood. Going on in leadership is Emily Cox. Congratulations to all of these youth. This is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news.